Hello, welcome back. Special coverage here on Press TV. 30 years of the Islamic Revolution, and just before you saw in the clip the achievements of the Islamic Revolution during these 30 years. Today is a very special day, not only for the nation of Iran, but for millions across the world who are celebrating this special day. We have spoken to our correspondents here in the capital, Tehran, but in all major cities across the Islamic Republic of Iran, there's celebrations that are taking place. People have come out by the millions, really, to celebrate this joyous occasion. We do congratulate all the people of Iran in terms of this day. February 2009, the 30th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Right now, we can see live images there in the capital, Tehran. We're going to go first to our correspondent, Amir Mehdi Kazemi. Amir, I'm sure, yes, I can see the shot there. A lot more people behind you this time. Tell us more.
Well, yes, of course. Although it is 10:40 Tehran local time, people in the thousands are starting to gather up in Tehran's Azadi or Freedom Square in order to take part in the celebrations marking the 30th anniversary of the victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution, which was founded and led by the late Imam Khomeini in Iran. It was in such a day back in 1979 when the revolution in Iran officially announced its victory. Now the people are gathering here to celebrate and also to voice their support for the main pillars of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, which is freedom, democracy, and independence. And of course, it actually also marks the end of more than 2,500 years of monarchy. Today, the people of Iran have their own style of democracy, and they vote for choosing their statesmen. And also, what is important about the Islamic Revolution was that it also taught the people to stand on their feet. As you know, that this revolution has had its own ups and downs during the past 30 years. The first surprise that came for the people of Iran right after the revolution was the Iraqi-imposed war by Saddam Hussein, by Iraq, in order to invade Iran. Saddam was actually mobilized to the neck, and he was also supported by the United States, Europe, and of course, a number of Arab states in the Persian Gulf region in order to attack Iran, which resulted to an eight-year prolonged war with the Islamic Republic of Iran. And it was exactly during the eight-year war with Iraq that Iran learned how to be self-sufficient and stand on its own feet. And as you can see, Iran has already managed to prevail. The other issue was the Iranian, the sanctions and the embargo, which was actually put against Iran. And also Iranians have also managed to leave that behind as well. The sanctions against Iran are not a new issue, which would have happened after the Iran announced that it is capable of producing nuclear energy. It started right after the war with Iraq, when the United States, Europe, and all the countries started to place sanctions against Iran. But on the other hand, this issue helped Iranians to stand on their own feet. Iran has right now made many advancements in different fields, in science, in technology. As you can see right behind me, there is what you can see right now is a messenger of hope, which is a rocket built entirely by the Iranians. A few days later, Iran launched its first satellite into orbit, which is actually one of the latest achievements of Iran's independence, freedom, and democracy. Back to you.
Thank you very much. Amir Mehdi Kazemi there talking. We also do expect President Ahmadinejad to give a speech, but first, let's look at some of the critical events in the months that led up to the February 1979 revolution. And that happened in a town that was 1,000 kilometers from here in the capital, Tehran. It was in a village just outside Paris. Well, our correspondent Marc Vauthier spent a day there. Let's find out the name of the town and what happened 30 years ago there.
Just an ordinary garden in an ordinary village just outside of Paris. But the events which took place here 30 years ago were indeed very special, because Imam Khomeini would have walked in this garden with his followers, with his advisors, planning one of the most significant revolutions of the 20th century. The village of Neuf-le-Château hasn't changed much in 30 years. The stalls in the marketplace enjoy a slow but steady trade, and the streets are sleepy. But for nearly 5 months, two modest houses in the Route de Chevreuse were the center of the media storm. This one was used as the Grand Ayatollah's residence. And the house which stood exactly opposite was used as an office and a place to entertain a steady stream of visitors, including countless numbers of diplomats, dignitaries, and well-wishers. Journalists were especially welcome. Locals remember the period well.
I saw him crossing the street. Police were guarding him closely day and night. He had his grandson with him.
In Iran, people looked to Imam Khomeini and demanded his return from exile to keep leading the revolution from inside the country. In Neuf-le-Château, things took time to wind down.
Even after he left this place, great numbers of visitors would still come here from all over the world to see the place from which Imam Khomeini led the revolution for some time.
I'm an Iranian living in Paris. I am very happy on this 30th anniversary. I am happy for Iranians everywhere. I hope things will continue like this for Iran for years and years.
Now, all that's left of number 23, Route de Chevreuse, is the garden. The house was destroyed by arsonists in 1982, for which anti-revolutionaries were blamed. This flag we found laying among the leaves was evidence of this place's connection to Iran's revolution. Marc Vautier, Press TV, Paris.
Hello, welcome back. Here we are in Press TV studios in the capital, Tehran. 30 years of the Islamic Revolution, which we're celebrating with rolling coverage here. We're going to speak about this with Dr. Ghulam Hussein, ex-General Secretary of the PPP, the co-founder of the Pakistan People's Party. He joins us from the capital, Islamabad. Dr. Ghulam Hussein, many thanks for joining us here in Press TV. Dr. Ghulam Hussein, the Islamic Revolution, 30 years. And we can still feel the impact that this revolution has had. Tell us what significant this impact and this revolution had in terms of its world presence.
Well, sir, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much for this honor which you have given to me. Well, this was a great revolution of last century. And because the people of Iran, I salute the courage and fortitude of the great nation, because they were liberated by Imam Khomeini from the clutches of Shah of Iran, who was dictator and was subservient to America. And after that, it was a complete revolution, and people were very happy. And I think it has got the great impact on the Middle East countries and the neighboring countries like Pakistan, and I appreciate that this revolution has continued and now fortified, because to bring a revolution is also important, but to fortify is more important. And the impact of this revolution is that now Iran is independent, and they are not subservient to foreign masters as previously in the time of Shah was, and they are supporting the cause of Islam in Palestine, also in Lebanon, and for that matter, I think they have set a good example that if we rise against the dictators and with the will of people, and cause is noble, and for cause and country, then you succeed. It was a great success, and other countries will also follow it.
Dr. Ghulam Hussein, I'm glad you mentioned independence. That's what the Iranian foreign minister, Manoush Mottaki, said is Iran's greatest achievement. But on that note, isn't that exactly what the West doesn't want, and why for 30 years now it seems like Western powers have tried to basically do everything to hinder Iran's progress?
Well, it's a sort of strange thing that they, Western people, they are very fond of democracy within country, but abroad they always support the dictators. You can see the example of Iran. They supported Shah of Iran, who was a dictator, and then they supported also Zia-ul-Haq in Pakistan and other military dictators also. So actually, this is not democracy they are supporting. That is practically hypocrisy. And they have got their own interest, and they're interested that they want to have their hegemony on those areas and countries where there is fuel, energy, oil, and other things. And there, for example, last war in Iraq was not due to religion or anything else, but to control the oil there. And Iran has got the same sort of thing, and now they want to have control in Middle East, because future of the world vis-a-vis fuel is Middle East.
Just a quick note there to our viewers. We're seeing to the right of Dr. Ghulam Hussein the demonstrations. People have come out here in Tehran prior to that in Mashhad. We're going to keep showing images of cities and how people have come out on this special day. Dr. Ghulam Hussein, basically, I'm looking here of this revolution is significance, but I'm wondering how it's viewed across the world. You're in Islamabad there. When Imam Khomeini is mentioned, and when the Iranian revolution is mentioned, or I should say the Islamic revolution, what do people say?
Yes, we do believe that he was a true Muslim, and he negated self for cause and country. He suffered a lot, you know. And after that revolution, he did not ask for his political post, and he remained in that very humble position. And he was a practical Muslim, and for the rest of the world, he's respected very much.
Regarding how Iran can play a major role in the region, it seems that the world is coming to realize, we're looking at the new U.S. administration, the U.S. President Barack Obama wants to talk directly with Iran. How has Iran been a major player, and how can Iran become a major player in terms of contributing to the region as a whole?
Well, Iran was a victim of America, and this new government we are expecting, and the whole world is expecting that they are promised for change and change for the better. And I think that previous policy of the American government is proven wrong, because negotiation is the only solution to resolve the differences, and war guns and rifles and bombs, they are not the answer which they have been using so long. But main thing is that peace in Iran and peace in Pakistan or Afghanistan is need of the rest of the world, because now world is a village, or village in the whole village should be in harmony and peace and not a part of it. So for that matter, they have to change the policy, and socio-economic justice for all should be our goal and aim. And Iran can play a vital role. And I think all Muslim countries should get together. They need unity unity of political unity and faith unity. And they should have Commonwealth of Muslim, Common Bank of Muslim, or Common Defense of Muslim. And then they can survive together. Otherwise, one by one, they will be victim of the brutes.
I'm going to refer to a statement that Iran's Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has said, and that is, and I quote him, that this revolution has transformed the nation of Iran into a nation of willpower, strength, and dignity. And another quote where he says that a nation comes to realize its great potentials, making decisions accordingly, and that the popularity of the message of the revolution can be clearly witnessed by other nations. Can you elaborate on that for us and how other nations and the message that
yes,
Islamic revolution has sent to them?
Well, I think that divide and rule is the whole theme of the West, and they are still continuing on this theme. But this has proven wrong, because practically in Muslim world, the most majority of the people they are against the American government, and the rulers of most of the Islamic countries they are pro them, but the people are against. And not the rulers, the people matter. And American is a old and biggest democracy, and a democracy means the will of the people is respected. So not only in the America, but rest of the will of the people should also be respected.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ghulam Hussain, joining us here on Press TV. That's Dr. Ghulam Hussain, ex-General Secretary of the PPP, co-founder of the Pakistan People's Party. Many thanks for his statements on the 30-year anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. If you're just joining us, this is our rolling coverage of that, in which we will have events for you lined up. And I see a list of guests here, either in the studio or live via satellite link. And talk about satellite link. We're going to go over to, I believe, our correspondent, Saman, who's at Azadi Square. Well, Saman, tell us what's going on. I'm sure by now a lot more people have come out in this celebration.
Well, Kaveh, just as you just said, more and more people are coming here. I'm standing at Azadi Square, and all right, my back. Azadi Tower is the symbol of freedom here in Iran since the Islamic Revolution began. More people are coming, and still more are expected to turn out in force. Now, President Ahmadinejad is expected to address the crowds today in a few or maybe more minutes' time. So we expect, and of course, we're going to have a live coverage of that address. But now, Kaveh, in my previous contact with you, I told you that this is a commemoration of the referendum which was held in 1979, which actually gave the people the right to determine their own faith and also to choose the type of the government that they wish to rule their country. And now, since then, since 1979, from then on today, 30 years passing from that time, actually, and now each year, on the average, one election has been held in Iran in different fields and for different occasions, actually. And this shows that people have always been present and their votes have counted, and also that the officials care about the votes and views and ideas of the people. And now such large presence of people here at Azadi Square in Tehran show that Iranians are also loyal to their government and are still sincere with their all those slogans and the ideas and the thoughts that they actually struggled for and actually brought the Islamic Revolution to power. Now, one more thing that Iranians are very much actually proud of is that this government, this Islamic Revolution, if you will call it, belongs to all people, people from different walks of life. It is not specific to actually to a certain group of people, to certain people with specific interests. And there is no social boundary. There is no social limitation for anybody. Everybody is involved. Now, among these people that you can see are now turning out in force in thousands, and somehow toward the noon time, we expect millions to attend, actually. You can find actually simple people, ordinary people, just like factory workers and also officials, military individuals, whatever. And they all are mingling with each other and coming to the scene together without any boundary. And there is no social classification here. And no, all are voicing support for the Islamic Revolution. I was talking to a few number of people who have just attended this gathering. And they all said that this is a true manifestation of democracy in a country where the actual system has come to power through popular vote. Now, to the end, until the end, people who voted for it, which is actually absolute majority back in 1979, voted for the Islamic Revolution, still supporting this government until the end. And so this, they say, that will send a signal to the world that they will stand in force, they will stand by the Islamic Revolution, actually. They will support it in whatever ways that they deem necessary, and in different occasions, they will support and defend the country from any outside threats. Back to you, Colin.
Saman Kuji there, live from Azadi Square, telling us about the establishment of the Islamic Republic government. I'm curious to know what age Saman was when this revolution happened. I'm going to ask him that later, but that was Saman Kujiri, our correspondent, in which we're going to be covering these live rallies that are held. Again, right now we're approaching 11 a.m. here in the capital, Tehran, and already we can see how so many people have come out, millions across Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, celebrating 30 years of the Islamic Revolution. There you have a live shot. And can't even make out the street there, but huddled in between the buildings to the right and left, you can see millions of people that have gathered. There we can see one of the achievements that just happened recently, where the satellite Omid was launched into space. That's one of the greatest achievements. We're also waiting to find out if Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad will be giving a speech. Of course, we're going to bring that to you live. But we're going to still stick with news every half hour here on Press TV. In less than a couple minutes, we're going to have news in brief for you. 30 years, the Islamic Revolution, February 10th, 2009, back in 1979 is when this happened. Still going strong. And live images there from the capital, Tehran. We're going to keep bringing you live shots from cities from across Iran. Prior to that, we showed you shots from Mashhad and there we can see a vast array of flags there. We're going to try to make out from a correspondent what those flags are. But we can see a joyous celebration there. And again, it's breathtaking to watch these live images. And again, we end this for now, but stay with us. Coming up, news in brief, and then continuing coverage of Iran's 30-year celebration. You're joining us for the 30-year anniversary of the Islamic Revolution today, February 2009, February 10th to be exact. And we've been showing you some of the achievements that Iran has had during these past 30 years. We've had studio guests, but in case you're just joining us, don't worry. We have a lot more guests that are going to be joining us either live via satellite link or here at our world headquarters in the capital of Tehran. Again, this is truly an achievement for the Islamic Republic. That 30 years on, it is still showing its strength and its power. The commemorations are held every year, and with it comes this day in which millions come out to voice their support, to celebrate what really is a joyous occasion. Since 30 years ago when the Islamic Revolution happened back in 1979. There we have live images that you're seeing of the capital of Tehran. Every major city in the Islamic Republic is celebrating this joyous occasion, and people have come out from early hours in the morning. I know here in the capital, Tehran, the weather has accommodated us, so people started their festivities earlier on in the day, because getting into the capital, especially Azadi Square, which is the symbol of the Iranian revolution, is where everybody wants to be. There we have a shot at it, and there are people there. I'm sure these people have gone there probably hours ago. At this point, it's 11:05 a.m. here in the capital. And we can see people are waiting. We are waiting to see if when President Ahmadinejad is going to come out to give a speech. Iran's Supreme Leader, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is also going to hopefully give a speech. We don't have a confirmation on that. But there, But there we can see the people. Well, as we're preparing to mark the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, which 30 years on now, Iranians say that they still support the changes that the revolution has brought to their nation. Let's take a look.
انقلاب خب همه مردم بیرون بودن دیگه کسی تو خونه نمی نشست بچه بزرگ کوچیک زن دختر همه
برای چی میومدن
برای تظاهرات برای عوض کردن رژیم
ما اون زمان زیر سلطه بودیم الان زیر سلطه نیستیم الان خودمونیم از نظر علمی این همه پیشرفت کردیم ما به فناوری روز دنیا دست پیدا کردیم
ما نبودیم فیلم ها رو که میبینم شور و هیاهوهای اون موقع رو که میبینم احساس میکنم هنوز اون انقلاب زنده است این انقلاب هیچ وقت از بین نمیره
اومدیم اینجا که با امام و آرمان های ایشون تجدید میثاق کنیم و راه ایشون رو ادامه بدیم احساس بسیار خوشنودی، سرافرازی و سربلندی دارم و امیدوارم بتونم به عنوان فرزند این انقلاب راهشون رو ادامه بدم.
ما اومدیم به امام خمینی ثابت کنیم که راهی که تا حالا پیش گرفتیم و از الان به بعد براش ادامه میدیم. ما اومدیم ثابت کنیم اینجا که انقلاب اسلامی مال ماه، حق ما، هیچ کس هم نمیتونه اون از ما بگیره.
Hello and welcome back. You're watching us live. We're celebrating 30 years of the Islamic Revolution here in the capital, Tehran, as we've been bringing to you scenes from around Iran. Right now, you just saw some sound bites of people from all across the age group giving their basically excitement behind this revolution. 30 years now has passed and still going strong. And live images there you see from the capital, Tehran, of how so many people, millions, have come out to celebrate this joyous event. We're going to talk about the Islamic Revolution more. We're going to go to Beirut. Franklin Lamb, political analyst, joins us to give us more on this. Well, Franklin Lamb, thank you very much for coming to Press TV. This is truly an extraordinary achievement, many call it, because 30 years on, and some are saying that the revolution is still being felt. At the same time, I want to have your take on how this revolution has impacted the world stage and how has it changed the political landscape, especially in the Middle East?
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. This is a momentous and exciting occasion, and I'm happy to be a witness to it. I'm sure around the world, including among the American public, there is good wishes for the Iranian people on this 30th anniversary. You asked a several-part question, but what I'm impressed with the last couple of days as I've renewed my study of this subject is the seismic event of history for the second part, the second half of the 20th century. In 30 years, and for the first time in history, there is now, if you think of it this way, a balance of power in the Middle East, and of course by an actor within the Middle East. We have a situation now with Iran on equal footing with the American administration in terms of power. Not, I'm suggesting, military power at this stage, but political power. And this builds the opportunity, I think, for dialogue, a resolution of conflict, and hopefully a bright future. I don't think if there was not this balance of power that this could be achieved. So I think we may have a, we will certainly have an exciting period to look forward to. But I personally congratulate the Islamic Republic. They've paid a very, very huge price for their revolution. But we can say that the revolution has succeeded, and it is likely to remain despite 3 decades of projects to dismantle it.
I'm going to quote Iran's Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He said the popularity of the message of the revolution can be clearly witnessed in what happened in Gaza and before that in the 33-day war in Lebanon. What would be your take on that?
I see it. I see exactly that. 2 days ago, I think it was Sunday, the time here is strange, I was in Saida, and I was very struck by the young Hamas people on the streets raising funds for Gaza. And I see in their style, in their clarity of purpose, in their image, Hezbollah. I think they are the little brothers of Hezbollah. And in some ways, Hezbollah, as you know, is enormously influenced by the model in Iran in seeking a clear goal, free of Zionism. So I think that Gaza is that. And I think, quite frankly, in Lebanon, apart from the influence of Hezbollah, which is enormous as part of the government and perhaps the majority in the next government, but even with Hamas and in the camps and on the streets, I see that effect. I see that model, a paradigm that Khomeini created and his followers, continuing with Ali Khamenei and Hezbollah and Hamas. I think it's a very powerful force, and I personally, as an American, think it's a powerful force for positive change, change that can also free our people of the yoke of Zionism. Because, you know, particularly since Gaza, many Americans draw a parallel between the problem of Zionism for the Palestinians. I heard the other day on a program in the States, this idea that the Palestinians have a problem with Zionism because they stole
Franklin Lamb, I apologize. Yep. I'm going to jump in there. Yep. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is going to be talking. That was Franklin Lamb, political analyst from Beirut. But let's go over and see what Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has to say, this being the 30th anniversary of the Islam.